Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skatera Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I am finally back with my co-host, Rachel Colasino.
Finally!
Yeah, so good to have you here, Rachel. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It feels so great to be back on the air together again.
Yeah, it's super cool. How is the air quality where you're at? I know you're a few floors up today.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am in Chicago. Unfortunately, we're not together, but at least we're together on the air and at least I can see you.
Have you gotten used to the staircase of your apartment building? How long does it take you now?
So right now I'm at 7.5 minutes to get 41 floors and I have not gotten used to it, which I think is a good thing. It still kicks my butt every time.
That's epic. I wish I had that kind of workout headed into my home.
Up 41 flights.
Yeah,
you'd have to carry Mia up 41 floors.
Oh my gosh, if I had to do that with Mia, she's getting so big now, that would be pretty difficult.
Yeah, you can make it a habit.
I could, and I believe that's where we're taking our time together today. So we are here today to talk about habits and what we have coming for our audience in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and before we do that, Jeff, I just wanted to thank you for carrying the podcast without me for so many weeks. I know our listeners love your 5-minute focuses. We're going to continue those when we need them, but thank you so much for doing that.
I'm so glad you haven't canceled the 5-minute focus. I really appreciate that. And I really also am grateful for the on-air appreciation that you're giving me because you know what? My back has been hurting so much. And you're finally here with me again to really take that pain away.
Yeah. You won't have to carry the whole weight, just half of it.
Yeah. I'm stoked. My whole body's going to feel better. And you know, back pain. I mean, it goes down your chain, it goes up your chain, and then your brain starts hurting over time.
Yeah. There's no escaping it.
No escaping.
But yeah. So Jeff, last spring, we did a podcast. It was number 18. It was called Try These 5 Tactics for 1 Week to Change Your Life Forever, which is a great title.
It was an awesome episode. I loved that episode.
So that was where we had spent the entire episode talking about habits. And during that time, we had said, you know, this is so great. There's so much information. We really should turn this into a series. And that's what we're doing.
Yes. And I think this is an important time of year to make sure we're talking about habits and building habits, whether, you know, we fumbled a little bit in January or whether we didn't. We can always look at habits differently, depending on what you know and don't know about them.
For sure. And, you know, 2020 was such a different year. And there were so many new habits that people started that they never anticipated that they would have to, like washing your hands for a very specific amount of time.
That was probably super new for you. I know before 2020, you never washed your hands. I definitely think that was a total new habit for you. And that, yeah, if you think about it, like this whole mask wearing thing, who saw that coming? Who really saw that we were all going to be wearing masks to keep each other safe?
Right. The importance of hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Have you created any new hand sanitizing habits since 2020?
You know, I have found the spray hand sanitizer where you can just spray it on your hands?
I do.
That's so great.
Yeah, Lindsay, dietitian of Skytera Wellness, my wife.
Lindsay Ford, yes.
Yeah, super cool. She, every time we go in and out of somewhere, if we're in the car together, she'll actually spray my hands for me.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yeah, we sit back in the driver's seat, she sprays my hands, and I'm super squeaky clean. You might not know this, Rachel, but I have this closet secret habit from last year, and I now buy extra large bottles of hand sanitizer whenever available.
So that you don't run out, is that why?
Yeah, because one habit that I've noticed from grocery stores is they run out of stuff. And of course, I mean, we didn't see this pandemic coming, which, you know, of course, we're still dealing with and trying to stay safe, of course, in our regular program here. But I don't appreciate the habit of no toilet paper at the grocery stores.
No. So would you say that's a habit of panic shopping?
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, whether there's a storm, pandemic, you name it, that's going to be human nature to stock up on stuff, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously habits in 2020 look different. What about 2021? So we're at the beginning of February. Have you started anything new for the year?
Yes. So like you and I did last year, we set a streak, which I know we're going to talk about. But the new habit that I've begun is writing a half a page every single day for a book.
Really?
Yes. I've always wanted to write a book. I think you know that's been an aspiration, an outcome that I've been wanting to achieve. And so I've set and been doing pretty well with writing at least a half a page every day. It's been hard to squeeze in with Mia and being here at SkyTerra Wellness as the executive director. However, I'm really enjoying it.
That's great. What time of day do you do that at? Is that important?
I try to do it before the day starts, but similar to the run streak, it, you know, for me, it happens when it happens, and I just make sure to get it in, even if it's late at night.
Sure.
Do you want to tell our listeners about your run streak? Because you're ahead of me right now, I think.
Well, I think I'm officially 20 days ahead of you, Jeff, and it doesn't seem like very much, but that's been a habit that I started in 2020. Actually, 2019, end of 2019, and I've continued that forward. And I know you have too, and just doing it at a specific time of day is helpful.
Yes, for you, I know it's first thing in the morning. And
that's
for
right.
me, I'm just proud to be on that habit streak with you. It's been exciting.
Yeah, well, I can't stop because then you'd be ahead of me.
Yep, for sure. Did you build any new habits in 2020, or do you have anything on board for 2021?
Yeah, so I really, the run streak, because I was able to make it part of my life, really stuck. And so making it a routine was helpful. So I have started, actually, my brother and I, at the end of December, started a mobility streak.
Nice.
So yeah, my brother had made a streak last year of 40 burpees a day. So he did that for a year.
So this is a little different than burpees.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more restorative in nature.
Yes, he needs it after all those burpees. He ended up doing more than 15,000.
Oh my gosh. How long have you both committed to doing mobility in a day?
So 10 minutes a day. And I've been doing it first thing. I just drink my coffee, watch the news, and do some mobility. And it's beautiful. It's exactly what I need. And it's a lot less intense than burpees or running.
100%. That's outstanding. And I think, you know, a combination of stretching, soft tissue therapy, anytime we can integrate that into our daily routine, the better our body's going to feel and the better our day is going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about how the rest of this series is going to play out. So this is going to be 4 episodes. We're going to do this all through the month of February.
We get to do 4 episodes on habits?
4 episodes together.
That's great. The 4 episodes was what I was most excited about. But being together is a second solid bonus for sure.
Solid, yes.
Yeah, now that my back's not hurting.
Right. Maybe you do need some mobility, Jeff.
I do.
So we have 3 episodes after this. The next one that will come out next week, we're going to talk about something that we've already heard you mention a little bit, Jeff, which is the difference in thinking between habits, goals, and outcomes. And I know that this is something that's really important for you, especially in how you're framing what changes you're making in your life. Do you want to talk about what that's going to be?
Yes, the first episode is really to create clarity between goals, outcomes, behaviors, and habits. And so most of us, we really tend to think of things maybe differently in our brains. And by rethinking and defining goals, outcomes, and habits, it's going to allow everyone to have a better understanding of what are the things that are going to lead them to live differently. And that's where outcomes are kind of the aspirations. Goals are the behaviors and the actions that we need to set to achieve those outcomes and aspirations. And habits are really things we create over time because we set new goals and those behaviors became second nature for us.
And so, you know, I know that you and I have been working on a project for SkyTerra and making sure that we were really clear about the difference between goals and outcomes was really important, not only in clarifying what kind of language we were going to use, what the goals were going to be for the business, but in how we communicated that to the rest of the team. So that I think is going to be a really powerful episode because it'll help people frame how they can actually make whatever they want to achieve stick, right?
Yes, yes. And bringing up that work example is a solid one because I think we can share a lot of examples of how to look at changes differently in general. I know, you heard how passionate I was about listing things as outcomes versus goals. And I'm so passionate about it because I just think the definition and making sure we're clear with what's going to lead us to where we want to go is crucial in order for us to actually make sure those habits stick.
Great. So that will be coming out next week. And I think that will be a really helpful episode for people.
Yeah, so it's going to be awesome.
Yes. So that's second in the series. Third in the series will be something that I know you love talking about as well, and that is the habit loop. So that's how habits actually work. Do you want to talk about that too, Jeff?
So the habit loop is something we actually mentioned in the very first episode of the Inspired Intentions podcast. And I don't think we've gone deep enough. Like our first habits episode, I think we shared a lot of information. So I'm really excited to just have one episode discussing the habit loop, because essentially what the habit loop is how a bad habit continues or how a good habit can be built. And so it's really going to forge the thinking along what are the things that get in the way of habits, but what are the things we can sort of hack and change around to make sure that we develop habits and are aware of all of the components that really do create a habit. And that's essentially what a habit loop is every habit, if you're doing it, is going through a loop currently.
And would you say that, not that you can't start a new habit at any time, but this time of year, especially when, you know, we're at the beginning of a year, we're hopefully nearing the end of this pandemic, do you think this will be a great time for people to really understand not only how habits work, but to be able to put that into practice?
This is an outstanding time to be putting these concepts into practice. There's never been a better time. We've all been stuck inside. Our whole world's changed last year. 2021 needs to be different for all of us. And I'm really excited that hopefully some of the information and tips we're going to share can really allow people to move forward. There's always a good time to build habits, and that's now. And so with this, we don't want you waiting. We want you taking our advice over this series and really putting it into practice right out of the gates.
One of the things I know that I love about the information that you bring forward, Jeff, and I know that our guests and the audience of this podcast love, is just how actionable you make tips for people. So I think not only understanding how habits work, but very actionable information around this is what you should do to really be successful in those habits. I think that's going to be a really great episode.
Yes, I really appreciate that, Rachel, because I'm always trying to make sure what we're sharing, that we're not wasting people's time. And this topic's really great because you can apply all of this information and these tips and strategies to whatever you might need right now. And people deserve to know how to build habits. So I'm glad I can fill that void.
And it doesn't sound very complicated either. It sounds like it's going to be really easy for people.
It's not. And I think once we get to the final episode, people are going to really see and have a new positive outlook on this year can be different and it will be different. And so we're going to bring you a lot of confidence is really what I'm hoping for.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Do you like confidence, Rachel?
I love confidence.
I love it. I remember when I was in high school, I did not have any confidence. And I think it's something that you groom over time. I wouldn't even talk to people on the school bus because I was like so not confident. And I know that's hard to believe now because if you know me, you know it's a little different these days.
Look at you now carrying the weight of an entire podcast.
Yeah.
All alone.
Yeah, it's almost the confidence keeps the podcast going. And that's what we need to keep doing.
Yes. Okay. So that's going to be the third episode. That again is the habit loop, how habits work. And then the last episode in this series is going to be, I think, probably the most important, which is how to actually make your habits stick. So you understand the difference between habits, goals, and outcomes. You understand how habits work. And then the last episode is how to really make sure that those habits are carried forward.
Yes. This is the episode I think most folks are going to want to jump right to. However, we have it in a nice order where by saving this for the end, you're going to be able to understand habits better. You're going to really recognize the habit loops that you might currently be in. And then you're going to know, here's how you build the habit and here's how you make them stick. And it's all in that beginning approach in whatever habit you might be trying to start.
I love that. And, you know, something that we had talked about right before we started recording was the importance of not only motivation, but also ease of use or accessibility, or making sure that not only are you motivated, but it's going to be easy for you to be able to make it work.
Super important point. I think with habits, we rely too much on motivation. And willpower is a myth. As much as we want to say that we need more discipline, we need more willpower, motivation is only one piece of three pieces that allow your behavior to change. And so in that final episode, we're going to talk about the three things that really allowed you to build a habit over time. And two of those things I don't think most people have heard of.
Ooh, so three things that you need to make your habit stick, and only one of them is motivation.
Yes, and motivation of the three is the least powerful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great episode.
You're at the edge of your seat, even though you're not in a seat. You're standing while doing this podcast episode today. I'm really excited about it. It's stemming from some of the new content that I've been reading, and I just can't wait to help describe that better. As you mentioned in our original habits episode, I just tend to really like learning about behavior and how we can make it easier for us to change our behavior.
Yeah, that's great. This is going to be a great series.
It's going to be real.
Jeff, do you have anything else you want people to know for the rest of the series?
I think the message I just want to leave today for everyone is, no matter where you were in 2020, to really think about being forgetful to a degree. We can't forget what happened or transpired in 2020, but what I do want you to forget is the lows, and really think about how do we come away from that year and figure out the positive side of it. Because I always believe when we have a problem or our behaviors are forced to change based off anything in life, you know, based off just being busy, it's really important that we look at that as a challenge for us to move forward in our life versus getting stuck in the muck, the negativity of what has happened and really has happened to all of us on a mass level. So yeah. I just want to really bring hope in this series that wherever you've been, we're going to move forward this year.
I love that, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Do you have a message for our listeners?
You know, I think my message is that, you know, we started this podcast last year in very different times. You know, we thought we would be able to bring the message of SkyTerra to people in their homes, wherever they are. And I think what's become really clear, especially, you know, the second half of 2020, is that people need us now more than ever.
Yes.
And whether or not you're able to come to SkyTerra, we have so many messages, like Jeff said, of hope. Of renewal, of just finding the ways to figure out what in your life you need to make it where you want to go. And so I'm really excited about this series, Jeff. I think it's going to help people, especially given everything we've all been through.
Yes, that's the goal. We want to make a difference in your life, and we're really excited to have you tune in over the coming weeks.
And excited to be back together on air.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Rachel, just for the record, she's been wanting to get back on. We've been keeping her off for a while just so the 5-minute focus, you know, could take the stage.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad we're together. All jokes aside, it's going to be really exciting for us to really break down these topics.
Yes. So stay tuned. Next week's episode is the second in this series, The Difference Between Habits, Goals, and Outcomes. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.